I visited him there over 10 years ago, during the winter break of our freshman year. It was the first time we had sex. Just being near this town, I got a flashback of Billy's cock. It was bigger than my other two lovers had been, and it hurt when we had sex the first time. Of course, I wasn't calling penises cocks back then. I usually just called his penis penis, or sometimes, when I was feeling naughty, I'd say dick. But I certainly did not use the word cock. It felt much too crass and aggressive for my good Midwestern mouth to form such a word. Billy's penis and I developed a friendly relationship over the 3.5 years we were acquainted. Once we were eating corn on the cob, and I made a joke that the cob, after the corn had been eaten off of it, was the same size as his penis. He didn't believe me, so I unzipped his pants, took it out, made it hard with my hand, and held the corn cob up to prove my point. I had been right. The two were almost exactly the same size. I loved playing with it, and once I got used to his size, I loved the way it felt inside my cunt. I mean, vagina. I'd go down on him sometimes too, but I had mixed feelings about it. It grossed me out a bit, and I resented any time he or anyone else I had dated later dared to ask me to do it. Only when overcome with lust and desire have I historically enjoyed giving head. But it has always been just that, an act of giving. From penis to cock. Penises were not the delectable treat back then that they've come to be more recently. The word cock began to come out of my mouth only as I began to really relish the thing in my mouth. It happened gradually over the past several years, but one major shift happened this past summer when I was dating a dom for the first time. One evening, I was down on my knees in his kitchen, you know, just a typical Saturday afternoon, and he stood above me holding his member against my lips. I'd gotten on my knees because I knew it would turn him on, but when he offered himself to me, I kept my mouth closed. Was it because I was waiting for him to dominate me and tell me to take it? Or was it because I didn't really habitually want his cock in my mouth? Probably a little bit of both. In any case, I kept my mouth closed while he stroked my lips with his silky head. Then something switched in my brain. I suddenly wanted it in my mouth. My mouth literally began watering with anticipation of his cock's taste and texture. My lips tingled with desire to wrap around it. I had wanted cocks in my mouth before, but never like this. Kneeling on the kitchen floor that day, my lover stroked my lips with his phallus. I really, really wanted it in my mouth. I didn't want to do it to seduce him. I didn't want to do it to show my appreciation of him. I wanted to do it just for the pure pleasure of it. I wanted his cock in my mouth as if my mouth was filled with nerve endings and pleasure receptors. I wanted his cock in my mouth as if my mouth had become a cunt. But when my lover saw my lips tremble, he shook his head. And that only made me want it more. Cock is such an important ingredient in sex with a man. I want to love sucking cock, but as Lisa Martin so acutely pointed out in her article, Why Erections Ruin Sex, a problem arises because once an erection is in the room, it wants all the attention. Not to say the erection isn't fun, it's just so demanding. But my lover last summer played with that. His cock demanded, and then he wouldn't let me have it. It was reverse psychology at its finest. We played with that, and he gave me an opportunity so few men give. He let me feel my own desires swell inside of me and expand. "What do you want?" my lover asked that night, looking down at me where I was kneeling on the floor. "I want your cock," I told him. And with that, his penis became a